The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
Well, I have one of these "he needs no introduction" guests, but I'll introduce him anyway. Jesse Waters of Fox News is well known, very well known. He's co-host of The Five, host of Jesse Waters Prime Time, two highest-rated cable news shows in America. Now, let me tell you something. This book is so up my alley. What he did was decide to interview leftists, not liberals, but what I call leftists, and ask them what makes them tick. I can't think of a more important thing to do. And he finds that, for example, I'm reading from the jacket, that he liked a lot of these people. Remember how often I've said nice people do damage? Look at Minnesota. Minnesota Nice is its unofficial motto. Second, listen to this. Most of these people, this is Jesse, it is rare that I say that the jacket earns people's reading, but this is the case because it's so well said. Most of these people didn't need legislation. They needed a therapist. That is very well said. What prompted you to do this? Did you wake up one morning, have a road to Jesse Waters Damascus, and go, wow, I want to talk to these people?
Well, like my last book, I did this for the money.
You are genuinely funny, and I said that way behind the scenes about you. Go ahead.
Remember on the O'Reilly Factor when I used to run around the streets and interview crazy characters?
Yeah.
I was only able to do that, Dennis, for like 3 or 4 minutes at a time. And I thought, why don't I actually listen to these people? Apparently, I figured out how to listen at age 45, and it turns out listening is really important. So what I did was I found probably 2 dozen of the most radical fringe activists I could find, people that want to open the borders, empty the prisons, defund the police, topple the statues, legalize drugs and prostitution. And they spoke to me and told me their life stories for hours, their deepest, darkest secrets, as you said, what makes them tick. And at the end of the conversation, I figured out why they believe what they believe. Because they have personality disorders. Because they're irrational. And because they've had horrible upbringings. Absent dads, abusive moms, drugs, sexual assault. And instead of getting it together, they've said, I don't have any issues. Society has the issue. And we need to remake society so I feel better. And how is that working out? Not so good, because now their problems have become our problems. So we just need to tell people, because we've forgotten how to say this, get it together, knock it off. Or how about this word? No. And if we do that before it's too late, before they're 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, this country will be in a much better place.
Folks, I am smiling so consistently that my cheeks hurt. Jesse, you wouldn't know this, but I have said all of my life the great difference between my religious, in my case, Jewish education and secular education is I was taught that the biggest problem in my life is Dennis Prager. And, and they're taught the biggest problem in their life is America.
Thank you.
But you now have the evidence. I am curious, Why would they agree to talk to you?
I'm still wondering the same thing. If you were a liberal extremist, would Jesse Waters be the person you'd confess
yes,
your life?
Right. So what is the answer? You don't know. You don't, they just did.
Many people are narcissists, and they want to talk about themselves. And many people, they haven't been listened to. They haven't been heard. So given the opportunity, and it's a lot more disarming when you do something for a book. If I said, I'm going to put you on live TV for 3 minutes at 8 o'clock on Fox, a lot of people say no. But if you say this is for a book project and I'm not here to judge, I'm just here to listen. Well, I'm here to judge silently. They will be a little bit more open to it. So they've come to the table and they've spoken to me for way too long. And they've told me things that they've told nobody. And they probably should have kept to themselves. But they've opened their hearts. They've opened their minds. And for them, they changed their attitudes. Other they dug a deeper ditch.
All right. So, Jesse, I do a fireside chat every week. A lot of viewers around the world for PragerU. And they send in questions. And I try to take as many as possible. So one young person has asked, so Dennis, how do I know who's telling the truth? I hear competing things. How can I know? It's a great question. And I came up with an answer that I thought was really good. The side that suppresses the other is the side that you should think is not telling the truth. So all these people who won't debate, for example, they'll just smear. So you went out and asked what makes them tick. One more, forgive me. You're the author. You should be speaking more. But you you will enjoy this. And it's yes. All by way of recommending your book. I just want to make that clear to everybody. The book, again, is Get It Together. I had another question. Dennis, if you could interview anyone in the world, who would it be? And you know what I said? People who drive slowly in the carpool lane. You are truly a kindred spirit. You want to know what makes them tick. And you discovered they are troubled souls. If you think the world is coming to an end in 12 years, you're a troubled soul. So was that your bottom line learning about these people?
You and I are both curious, and we have senses of humor, and we're definitely interested in what makes people tick. And if you talk to somebody who is literally sitting Indian style on a freeway blocking traffic because he believes the world is about to end in 12 years, that is not a logical ideology. That is a mental disorder. This is somebody who I spoke to for hours, and you come to the conclusion that they don't have their life together. They have deep-seated personality problems. They had a troubled childhood. They have relationship issues, and they are projecting their issues on the rest of society. That's why it's so hard to reason with people. I spoke to someone who identifies as a wolf. They came on my show, and they went, oh. Now, I'm entertained by that, and I have compassion. If someone wants to identify as a wolf, that's fine. That is not a normal behavior. And once you start blocking traffic and demanding a separate wolf bathroom, aside from male and female, that's when their problems become our problems. So this is what I'm focusing on. People have issues, and we don't need a social revolution so they feel better about themselves. Society doesn't need to change. As you said earlier, they need to change, and they need to get it together. And we need to have the courage and common sense to tell people to get it together without feeling guilty for stigmatizing or judging them.
Did you happen, and definitely yours is on my next book reading list, did you happen to interview any trans activists?
This was a person who identified as a wolf and as a trans activist. We also interviewed someone who is a, what do you call it, a drag queen.
Right.
And that was hot for a time when they had drag queen story hour and they were performing in front of kindergartners. And I got this person to admit that doing that in a sexual way was not okay. And children don't need to be exposed by that. But what I learned was him being a drag queen was a sibling rivalry. This is a drag queen whose brother plays for the White Sox. And his whole life he competed for attention for his parents about who was.
That is fascinating. That is like, fascinating. So now I have a clue. I have to meet a drag queen whose brother plays for the White Sox. No, it really narrows the field, I got to say.
Yes, yes. But these things start to make sense the more you listen. And the more you listen, you start realizing these are psychological issues. These are not well thought out, logical ideologies.
So let me ask about the internal Jesse. Did you at times hear the Twilight Zone theme play in your brain?
Yes, when the black supremacist kept asking me if I was Jewish. And he explained to me how he had grown up and matured. He said, Jesse, I used to hate all white people, and now I just hate the Jews.
So did you ask him why? I'm so curious. I've written a book on anti-Semitism. I'm really curious.
You should speak to this guy.
I should.
He was a man without a father. And you see this across the board. No fathers, either abusive fathers, barstool fathers, or fathers that are not in the picture. And many of these people go through life without guidance, structure, boundaries, and discipline. And they end up just kind of lashing out to find out where the boundaries are and what's okay. And a lot of the hatred that they have, it's misplaced. They hate the fact that their father wasn't there. And now they just kind of move that hatred into Jewish people. And this is what you found here. And the guy even had an epiphany. He went to a very wealthy prep school, and he was embarrassed at one point by a Jewish student because the Jewish student said, you know, buddy, maybe things are just the way they are. There's not any grand conspiracy behind them. And everybody laughed. And I said, wait a second, a Jewish person embarrassed you because he told you that there's not a grand conspiracy behind everything? And he didn't even get it. He didn't even get it. The self-awareness just doesn't exist for some of these people. And that's what I found, is narcissism, lack of self-awareness, and a projection of...
This is revelatory stuff. I think you've really done a service with this book, Jesse. So thank you. And let's speak again soon. Get it together, Troubling Tales from the Liberal Fringe. The book is up at DennisPrager.com. He did a very important thing with this book.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today. Send them to our website, townhallreview.com. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for joining us.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.